wanted to thank Will Stelzer for taking over here last week. I heard he did a good job. We are on 2 Samuel 19, and he told me we got to 42, right? So we're ready to start verse 42. So 2 Samuel 19, verse 42. And remember, we're right in the middle of this dispute that Judah and Israel are having about the bringing of David across the Jordan. And so we're going to see how that, well, it doesn't resolve itself, but it starts a whole other kind of thing going on here, unfortunately for David. So we're at verse 42. Vehine kol ish Yisrael ba'im el hamelech. Vayomru el hamelech, madua genavuka achenu ish Yehuda. Vayaviru et hamelech ve'et beto et hayarden ve'kol anshe Davidimo. Vehine, and look, kol ish, notice how ish, the singular, is used for men of Israel. Again, you'll see that very commonly in idioms. So all the men of Israel, now I want you to see this participle, ba'im. It's a plural participle, okay? So notice you have a collective subject, ish Yisrael, with a plural verb, with a plural participle from bo, okay? And we would translate it simple past. So behold, all the men of Israel came to the king. Hi, Bill. And notice again, you keep the plural verb with this collective. I'm going to show you this because you can vary. You can have a singular or plural depending on the nature of the collective and also the author, and it often varies within the manuscript itself. So you have plural again. And they said to the king, Madua, why Genavuka? Why have they stolen? Ganav is to steal. It's a simple call with the suffix. Why have they stolen you? And now the subject is achenu. Remember, this is just a simple noun, ach, brother. You can tell the plural from the singular by the number of dots under the chet when you add a suffix. If you have more than one dot, it's plural brothers. Okay, just remember that. Why have our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you? Okay. Vaya'aviru, that is a hifil hifil vav consecutive. Notice the hirik under the bait with the infix yud not there. So it's contracted. So avar in the call means to pass over. Here it would be transitive, to bring over. And they brought over et HaMelech, the king, and et Beto, his house. Now you have this other et, because what they brought him over is the Jordan, obviously. So it's kind of an interesting, weird construction here. So again, the whole thing, why have our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you? And they brought the king and his house over the Jordan. Okay? And all the Anshe David and all the men of David with him. Okay? Any questions about 42? All right. So now we got the scene set here. There's that Israelites are having a problem with this. Vayan kol ish Yehuda al ish Yisrael ki karov hamelech elai v'lamazeh charalaka al hadavar hazeh. He akol akalnu min hamelech im niseit nisalanu. Vayan, to answer. This is from what root? Anna, very good. Call, imperfect vav, consecutive. And all the men of Judah answered. Now notice what the verb form is, singular or plural? Ya'an, singular. See, notice that he switches here. Some suggested that when you have in later Hebrew, you'll see it mixed up in the manuscripts, and you'll see it. It's just kind of an interesting thing. It depends, again, on which collective you're using, okay? So we would have to translate the same way. All the men of Judah answered to the men of Israel. Okay? Key, because karov, near is the king to us, or to me. Notice it, they actually switched to first person. See, notice, so the king is near to me. In other words, he's blood, our blood. So near. Okay? Velamazeh. Notice the zeh strengthens the lama, and I would translate, so why in the world is there chara to you? Is there anger to you? I would say, why, or in English we say, why are you angry? But why is there anger to you over hadavar hazeh, over this matter? Okay. Now notice the next construction, ha'akol, that's our famous call, infinitive absolute. And it's followed by the finite verb, akalnu, we ate. And the hey there was is an interrogative hey. Notice the pointing before the guttural, ha'akol. So it's we ate, but in the form of a question, have we eaten? And the akol would be to strengthen it, strengthen the question. So something like, have we eaten anything from the king? Okay. Or nisait nisalanu. Again, the nisait is an infinitive absolute, and the root is nasa, but this is weird because it's a nifal infinitive. And the nisa is a nifal from nasa. Notice the infixed, the dagesh preceded by a short vowel, so that there's an assimilated nun, to be taken. Okay, so they ask two questions. Have we eaten anything from the king? Or has it been taken? Or has anything been taken? And again, the nisait strengthens that. Has anything at all been taken to us or for us? So in other words, what they're saying is, we've gained no advantage by this action of crossing over. Okay. Any questions through 43? Anyone? Everybody understand the grammar and the syntax? What's going on there? It's a little tricky. Okay. Verse 44. Vayaan ish Yisrael et ish Yehuda, vayomer eser yadot li bamelech, vegam bedavid ani mimeka. Umadua he kiloteni velo hara devari rishon li lehashiv et malki. Vayikesh devar ish Yehuda middevar ish Yisrael. So the men of Israel answered, again singular, answered the men of Judah. Okay. Now I'm wondering if, notice that you have in verse 43 that ana plus al. So if that all indicates a certain way they answered, all the men of Judah answered against the men of Israel. The reason I say this is because what happens next. But anyway, notice the next one, the men of Israel answered et the men of Judah. See, everybody see that, the all and the et? There's that variation there. I don't know what semantic significance or pragmatic significance, you know, what if there is any at all. Okay, just notice it right now. And then we can go back and look at it when we get through the end of the verse. And they said, notice it's singular, vayomer. Eser yadot, but notice they also switched to first person. Okay, and he said, 10 yadot, that's 10 parts. That is from the simple noun yad, which means hand. But remember, when it's referring to a body part, it's not feminine, it's masculine. Yadaim, the plural, hands. You have that dual form for two hands. Here it's yadot. When it refers to like the arms of a chair or something else, you tend to get the feminine ending for yad. So here, 10 parts are to me, Bamelech, in the king. So notice what they're saying is Israel has 10 tribes, Judah has 2. 10 tribes, so 10 parts are to me in the king. And also in David. Okay, I mimeka. So I would I from you, but here it's comparative. I am than you. See, I am, or I would probably translate something like, I have more right than you, or I have more stake in David than you. See? So why, madua, hekiloteni? This is from the root kalal, to be light. Okay, the hifil is to treat light or to curse. And this is second person. Notice it's a hifil, second person singular. He-ki-lo-tani. So it's, why have you treated me lightly? Okay, he-ki-lo-tani, from kalal. Okay. And now, here's an implied question you will see when we get done. Devari, this would be my word, And was it not my word Rishon first? Was it not my word first for me? Lehashiv, to return, Malki, my king. Lehashiv is an infinitive construct. What they're saying is, wasn't it my idea to return the king? See? So was not my word first with me or for me to return my king? Everybody see that? Vayikach, here's an interesting little statement. Yikash is from the root kasha, to be hard or harsh, kasha. All right? So vayikash, remember the hey drops off when you have the vav consecutives of third hey. You got that shortening. The subject is Devar Ish Yehuda. Now the word of the men of Judah was harsh. Now you have that comparative min. Was harsher than the word of the men of Israel. Okay? So in other words, notice what the men of Judah said. I mean, they said, hey, why are you angry? We're closer to the king, see? That's a pretty harsh remark to say to them. And Israel answered, hey, we have 10 parts. We are more in than you. All right? So why have you treated us lightly? Okay? Any questions through the end of chapter 19? Because we can get a couple verses in 20 here and see what happens. Any questions? All right. For chapter 20, yeah, we're getting to the end here. Vesham nikra ish belia'al u shemo sheva ben bikri ish yemini. Va yitka ba shofar va yomer. Okay. Now, here it gives a little side information, so notice it breaks up the Vav consecutives here, okay? And there, Nikra happened. Remember, Kara has two meanings. One to call, which you know, but also the other one is seen in the infinitive Likra, to meet or to encounter. Here's a Nifal. So now there happened to be, or there was there, an Ish Belial, a man, a Belial, a worthless man. Scoundrel. Ushimo, and his name was Sheva, son of Bikri. Now notice this next phrase. This is Ish Yemini. It's an abbreviation for a Benjaminite. Okay, notice you normally see the Ben in front of it, but here you just have, so it's son of Bikri, a Benjaminite. And he taka on the shofar. He blew from taka. He blew on the shofar, the horn, the ram's horn, Vayomer. And he said, he sung a little song, evidently. Ein lanu chelek bedavid, velo nachal alanu beven yeshai. Ish le'o halav Yisrael. Okay, there is not to us. Notice they've switched from the first common singular, me, to the first common plural, us. It's kind of interesting. I don't know what the kind of more subtle nuances of those switches, if any, are. All right, but again, I think what's striking is that they have used first person me, me, me to refer to the whole tribe, and now us. So maybe there's a little distancing there. There is not to us a part in David, and not is there a nachala, an inheritance to us with Ben Yishai, with the son of Jesse. Everyone, ish to Ohalav, each one to his tents, O Yisrael, O Israel. Okay? Questions? Everybody see it? All right. Bad news, right on his day of triumphal entry. Vayakol ish Yisrael, me achare David, achare Sheva ben Bikri, ve'ish Yehuda, davku ben Malkam, min hayarden ve'ad Yerushalayim. So Vayal is from Allah, to go up. So all the men of Israel went up, singular verb, from Achare, after David. Okay? So they all went up from after David, Achare, after Sheva, son of Bikri. Okay? Ve'ish Yehuda, but the men of Judah, Davku, cleaved, all right, call, perfect, cleaved to Malkam, their king. Min HaYarden, from the Jordan, and to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. Okay? questions through two? We can do a couple more here. Let's see if we can get to the end of three. It's a pretty long one. Vayavo David el Beito Yerushalayim Vayikach Hamelech et Eser Nashim Pilag Shim Asher Hiniach Lishmor Habait Vayitnem Beit Mishmeret Vayekal Kalem Vaalehem Lo Va Vatiyena Zerurot Ad Yom Mutan Al Menut Chayut. Okay. Then David came, Vayavo, to his house, Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. Notice again in narrative, you don't have to have a preposition or a locative hey. You don't have to have it. So David came to his house to Jerusalem, and the king took et asar nashim, took the 10 wives, the pilag shim, the concubines, which he had left. Notice this is from the root nuach, to rest. And a hifil form, remember there's two forms for the hifil, to give rest to someone. But this one means the same as seem, to put or to place. So notice how it's parsed here. So the king took the 10 women, the concubines, which he had placed, lishmor, to guard the house. Okay, so remember when he left Jerusalem, he left those women there, the concubines, to guard the house. Vayitnem from Natan, okay, and he put them in the Beit Mishmeret, in the prison. Again, notice the Mishmeret, you can see the root shamar, to guard or to keep in there. So he put them in the prison house. Vayekal Kalem, and he nourished them. This is one of those few quadriliteral roots in the Old Testament where you have Kaf Lamed, Kaf Lamed. All right? And it's, you know, you can see the root cool behind it, so it's kind of a pill pail. And he nourished them. Okay, but to them, loba, to them he did not enter. Vatiyena, here's a feminine, notice it's a vav, consecutive imperfect, feminine plural. But they were zeru wrote, they were shut away. This is a call passive, participle, feminine plural, from zarar to be wrapped up, to be shut away. They were shut away ad yom mutan, until the day of their death. So there you have mut, infinitive construct, and then you have this rare, you don't see it very often, feminine plural, third feminine plural suffix. That's that on suffix. You're used to masculine. So till the day of their dying. So they were shut up, shut away until the day of their dying in almanut, widowhood. And then this chayut is from the root chaya, and it's a noun, and I think it only occurs here. Livingness, you would say. So in almanu, in the state of widowhood of livingness. So living in a state of widowhood is what it's trying to say. It's kind of abstract there. Okay? Good. Any questions? All right, good. We will stop here. It's a good place to stop at the paragraph, and we will start with verse 4 next week and see what David does with his problem. Thanks for coming, everybody.